something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hog Wild Barbecue!
Got some Hog Wild coleslaw, and we have vodka. We could make our own vodka here.
You
want to
try it?
I don't know. I ain't going to try it. You said you'd try it.
Yeah, I would try it. Yeah. I'll try it. I don't care.
I'm not in the mood for vodka.
Not in the mood? It's not a drink that's selling, but if...
How much slaw is left?
I just... There's a bunch of them in there.
Seems more like a warm weather dish, you know?
Vodka? Well,
yeah.
A picnic thing.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, maybe.
Not really a picnic-y drink. Day.
Yeah.
That's true.
Something you take camping.
Yeah. So, nobody's even tried it. Usually people try everything we ask. Of course, if we haven't tried it, why would they?
Well, we had some serious inquiries.
About Basla?
Last week. People were asking what bar does Speedy work at.
Yeah, but nobody showed up.
No.
Nah.
They thought about it.
You got to bring your own slaw, though.
Sounded like a good idea at the time, and then when it actually came around to bringing coleslaw to the bar.
Yeah, they're like, man, this has been sitting in the car all day, man. Maybe we shouldn't use it.
Pick it up at the grocery store, head over, and Peter will whip you up a vodka.
Yeah, man.
You imagine seeing that in a drink next to you. What the hell?
Yeah, because normally it's monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's that?
Yeah.
I'll have that. In this case, ooh, what's that? I don't want that. I'm debating whether you strain it.
I like shredded cabbage in my vodka. It's great.
Well, and that's what I'm like. Do you strain it or do you serve it with the chunks?
Oh, you tell me. I see what you do. You put a bunch of slaw in a strainer and pour vodka through it.
Yeah, and just shake the crap out of it.
That might be okay. But I also think the chunks are going to be left in there.
I thought in my head it was with the chunks. It was everything.
Me too, but I was thinking, what if you strained it now?
Up and chunky.
You put the slaw in there and you muddle it up a little bit.
You could do that.
Then the ice and the vodka.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Throw it into a margarita. Into a martini shaker, and so it doesn't come out.
Just shake it, and a
little bits and pieces might come out, but nothing major.
Not like carrot strings in there.
That might be okay.
I think it depends on the slaw because there are no drinks that use mayonnaise, but you could probably find one with vinegar. You know what I mean?
That's true. Give me a mayonnaise vodka.
Yeah. Hey man, you got any Hellmann's around? Oh, you don't have Hellmann's here? The hell, man.
I'm out of here.
Nah, I'm going somewhere where they have Hellmann's.
Speaking of the vodka, did you watch the video yet of Big Poppy pranking Frank Thomas last night?
Did you retweet it? Yes.
Yeah, I put it up last night.
What happened?
So
you know the story, Petey?
Is this on what, MLB?
I think it's MLB Network, wherever they're at. And they filmed this because they were pranking Frank Thomas. But the video starts with Big Poppy holding Frank Thomas's like water bottle from behind the desk.
Right.
And with a handle of Tito's.
Throws it in there.
Just dumping vodka, straight vodka, into his water bottle. Now, I assume there was a little water in there.
Probably.
Because then the video cuts to Frank Thomas grabbing his water bottle. He takes a drink, and then he kind of gets his look, and he looks down at the water bottle. And then Big Poppy falls
about
the place.
I love that they did that because, you know, no matter how much we can joke about it, they don't joke like that on major networks, major sports networks. You know, because he's actually drinking vodka on camera, you know,
and
making a face. We guys watch it, and we don't care, but you know how they are about, the kids are watching. Well, you know, it's funny, though.
Oh, yeah. It'd
be funnier if Frank Thomas was a recovering alcoholic.
Oh, man. And he just,
and they forgot. Yeah. You know, the dude just quit drinking 2 years ago.
That's why they call him Big Hurt from his drunk days.
Yeah. I just like that somebody else keeps alcohol in the studio.
Right.
No kidding.
I mean, it was a whole handle of
Tito's.
That's
funny, man.
Frank Thomas, we know every woman in the gym recognizes him.
Ooh, Big Hurt.
And wants to have sex
with
him.
Stupidest
commercials
ever.
Do.
Not one woman knows who the hell he is.
No.
No.
And it's funny, though. I'll tell you what, though. If I had to sit around at an MLB network all season long, I'd have vodka there, too.
Yeah, I'd be running out of it.
If you turn on that station in July, they're breaking down some game and nobody cares anything about. And they knock on the screen. Is anybody watching? Anybody watching out there?
I watch Major League Baseball Network more when Brewster's Millions is on in the winter than in the summer when the game's
on. So you're telling me women know Frank Thomas, Craig?
No, I'm telling you that you did not watch the commercial correctly.
Oh.
Because in the commercial,
there's a couple
they actually say, oh, it's Frank Thomas.
Right.
And someone else says, great baseball player. And they say, oh, no, we just recognize him from the commercials.
Oh, gotcha.
But they wouldn't even do that either because the commercials just started running. So it
doesn't matter.
Sense, I know.
They don't recognize. They don't say that they recognize him from baseball. They specifically say they don't.
Okay. I wouldn't recognize them until those commercials started running.
Who is recognizable in baseball currently?
Currently?
Bryce Harper, maybe?
Does that even count?
I don't know if it. I don't think my wife would know who Bryce Harper is.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
like,
she watches baseball with me on TV once in a while.
I mean, he's got a little bit of marketing.
He's got
stuff
the beard
going
and everything,
on.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no guy that really transcends the game.
And there is never nothing right now. But, well, you know, your McGuire, Sosa, Bonds
back in the
run.
Day, yeah,
everybody
yeah.
knew who those guys yeah, were, yeah. you know. But that's 20 years ago now.
Yeah, easily. Speaking of that, the Astros won, right?
Astros eliminate the Rays, so the Astros are in the ALCS again. That starts tomorrow against the Yankees, and then the NLCS is tonight. That's Nationals.
God, Major League Baseball
Cardinals.
Didn't want the Rays winning that. Jeez.
They really didn't.
Yeah, they were on their knees. They already lost the Dodger market, you know?
Yep.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
If they'd have lost that, they'd have been done. Yankees, Rays, you kidding me? Rays wouldn't have won. Yankees would have swept them.
What's the score now? Yeah. Oh, 6-1.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure they would have liked these.
It's 4-0 first inning, by the way.
Yankees Dodgers.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been nice. Yeah.
Oh, they would definitely wanted that. Yeah.
Did you see Gronk's pregame studio host debut?
No, I forgot.
How did he do?
He did very Gronk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything just seemed very. You know, like, guys initially when they're broadcasters, of course, things maybe seem forced because right. they're like, I really want. But Gronk is still Gronk. So, like, they're talking about a player and he, like, yeah, he's great, and he's going to do it.
Is that what he is?
And he shotgun a monster on camera.
Yeah. He's a little excitable.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, it was like a sound bite. You know, there's a difference between, like, being part of a nucleus on a show and,
right.
like, contributing and adding interest and having a take and all that stuff versus just, like, answering the question like, Gronk, what up?
So you do think it'll get old. That sounds old to me already.
He needs to definitely – I mean, I'm sure they'll work with him.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that he's a smart guy because he learned playbooks, but that's different than this. So
he's
we'll
also
see.
Had 32 concussions, so we'll see how long that takes to kick in.
Was Terry Bradshaw visibly annoyed? Because he seems like he would be.
Yeah.
I think they were all kind of like, because they all gave him crap. He just wore like jeans and a sport coat, and they're like, "Where's your tie? This is the big leagues. Like, what's going on, dude?
Right.
You know." But it was very chummy and very gronky.
Okay.
So Terry Bradshaw probably was annoyed because took away from his time.
Well, also I would think that Howie wouldn't dig it either. He's more serious than anybody on that show.
He's
totally serious on that show.
I thought that was Strahan, Bradshaw, and Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, Howie doesn't do
That's
Thursday
it.
Nights.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Howie only signed up for Sundays.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. He only does Sundays.
Good for him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good gig.
So we'll see. I mean, he may grow into this position. He definitely could never do – he could never call a game.
No.
He could never call a game because it would just sound stupid.
Right.
But even in a roundtable situation, he needs to dial it down a little bit.
That's what it seemed like to me last night. You know, I mean, there's a nice nuance to good studio people.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
you gotta
fit in the role. Yeah.
Give, give and take for sure.
Yeah. Excuse me. So we get football all day Sunday, speaking of the NFL. Got one of those London games, 9:30 Eastern time.
Who's that?
Carolina and the Scamless, Scamless Newtons.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Tampa Bay, who's a surprising team this year.
Yeah.
So that's one of those you can just turn on and not have to watch, but it's nice to just have some NFL on.
I always forget they play Saturday morning. I always forget those games completely.
So that'd be 8:30 this time.
Right.
Fox? Is that a Fox game?
That is NFL Network.
Okay.
NFL Network. And if you notice this stadium, I noticed this last week when they played. I think it was last week. They played at that new soccer stadium for football.
Okay, all right.
Over there, Tottenham Hotspurs or whatever.
Right.
Now, always before when they played in London, you could always tell it was in London because the lighting is like looks like a bunch of coffee cans.
Yeah.
You know, just looked. It always looked rough. You got like, oh, that
it
game
did.
Must be in Wembley
right.
or something.
Bad, right.
Right. Now, they played at Wembley most of the time.
Yeah. Right. And in this stadium, don't forget, was built though it was built for Tottenham Hotspurs. It was built the NFL was
there,
side by side.
Oh, so it's
with
to
them
accommodate football as well.
Yeah, to their specs. So like when I noticed it was on in London last week, it wasn't early.
I forgot about that game.
Well, it wasn't early. It was a noon game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a later game.
And it fit just right in with the rest because
it looked like
them.
Okay. But you're right. Those NFL games always did look darker.
Yeah, you can always just tell, like, that's in London or something.
Yeah.
So this one, you could tell they used the specs. You can see in the helmet. The lighting is just different or low or something. So that's your first one. There are some decent games in the NFL. Houston at the Chiefs. These are in the noon docket. One game that is not good, Washington at Miami.
No, unless you're a fan.
And I don't even know if that's good if you're a fan.
Somebody's going to get a win.
But you don't even want to if you're one of those teams.
At this point, no.
You don't want to win if you're Miami or Washington, right. I don't think.
Even Red Zone Channel will go to that begrudgingly.
Right?
We show
you every touchdown from every game.
Is the game in Miami?
The game is in Miami. Right. Tickets available for $16, by the way.
I mentioned the Miami Zoo had more expensive tickets.
That's right on
Twitter.
You can't park at an NFL game for $16.
No,
that's true. Philly is at Minnesota. That's an interesting game. Minnesota is favored in that game, which surprised me a little bit. Home.
By a point, it's almost a pick'em game.
Yeah, I got -3 this morning.
Negatod. Okay. We call him Negatod.
Negatod.
When it comes to Vikings, Negatod.
That's in the noon docket, the early docket.
We're favored, but I don't like our team.
I just look at that schedule, and they could lose out, or they could win them
all. It's the NFL.
It is the NFL, yeah. You'll probably go about 50-50.
Yeah.
Negatod. Who the Packers got?
Lions.
Okay, where?
Oh, that's the Monday night game.
Oh, it's Monday. Okay,
yeah, Green Bay. Green Bay.
Yep, so another interesting one to me, at least. The Saints are at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville is favored. Now, I know Drew Brees is not playing.
Yeah, that's weird, though.
But the Saints are at Jacksonville, and Jacksonville is favored.
Oh, because of the mustache guy.
I guess, man.
Quarterback, I guess.
Yeah. So the game of the day seems to be San Francisco at the Rams. The Niners look really good, man. And don't forget, like a year ago, before Garoppolo got hurt, everybody thought they were a Super Bowl team.
Right.
Yep. Their roster is probably better now, especially on defense. And everybody just had them at like 8-8. So now Garoppolo's got his feet under them. They look like they're playing great defense.
Wouldn't it be great if they came and won the NFC and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
That'd be fine. That'd be great for Garoppolo.
It'd be great for can you imagine how pissed off that the coach would be?
Belichick.
Belichick would be pissed. God, he'd be pissed.
Media was too busy slurping Cleveland to pay attention to San Francisco.
Yeah, that's probably it, Ty.
Right, they're the least sexy undefeated team.
Yeah, which there's not many
slurping
left.
Slurping Cleveland sounds gross, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
There's only two undefeated teams, right?
San Francisco and the Patriots.
And the Niners.
Yeah. And then you get down.
They're ranked 1 and 2 because they rank them.
I love the Russian judges ranking the NFL. That's where I get.
I've always hated
figure out what I want to watch.
I always hated the term overrated when it comes to NFL games too. When the Chiefs lost, they're overrated. No, there's not rated at all.
There's no rating.
They're just playing a game, and then later on they'll work it out in the playoffs.
I know that's true in the NFL.
What they're trying to say.
I know,
but I hate when people say your team is overrated in NFL.
They're
not overrated. They're just playing the game.
Everybody in
the NFL is good.
That's a really good point.
There are no ratings. There's media building up expectations.
Well, that's the college mindset flowing over into the pros.
Which
we all sometimes fall for because you watch your college team and you want them to win 50-0 so they can go up in the rankings.
Yes.
Because just winning in college is not good enough, apparently.
Unless you're a great team. Unless you're Clemson, Alabama.
Right.
Or Clemson or Alabama.
So your mindset goes to that. You're thinking, man, I want to score more points this weekend so we can get up and there's no rankings in the NFL. Right.
Yeah, and I love power rankings and everything in the NFL.
Because you're a nerd about that way. But they do it. It's so stupid.
But that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I mean, I love just the information around it, but that's one thing I can always just turn off really quickly in my head is NFL power rankings.
It's just a stupid thing.
Like, I don't care what they say. I just like the information.
Right.
I still fall
into the trap, though. I'll click on it and go, my team should be high. I'm an idiot. No, stop.
They have a thing at the end of the year called a playoff where many teams get in and they play against each other to determine the champion.
So crazy. The power ranking doesn't matter.
No.
Ever.
And it's stupid.
Ever.
It's stupid.
It has nothing to do with the playoffs, has nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with how they're seeded. That has to do with their record.
Nothing.
It has to do if you win your division.
Let's see, other good game. The Sunday night games, Pittsburgh at the Clippers. The Clippers are favored by 7 points.
Should we have a third-string quarterback?
Well, sure.
That's
but
why.
The Chargers have 7 guys that were starters at the beginning of the year on IR, out for injury.
Undrafted third-string quarterback. It wouldn't be that high if Rudolph was playing.
Fair point.
Yeah. They got nothing to lose.
I'm interested in that, and that is, that's the Sunday night game, so somehow I have to convince myself that it's interesting. Yeah. So. That's probably how I did
it. I'll let you know. I'll watch it.
There might be baseball.
Well, I'll watch it. No, I mean, I'm watching football.
Especially
the NFL. Quick trivia, NFL trivia for you.
All right. Is there a prize?
Name the old. Yes, the prize is I won't do NFL trivia for a while.
Bobslaw.
I'll make you a fresh batch.
Great.
Yes, here before I go. Name me the oldest player to ever have 2 rushing touchdowns in 1 game.
Man, where'd you find the trivia question at?
It's a new thing I'm working on. I'm going to dig up. No, it was something I read.
Oldest
today.
Player to score 2 touchdowns in one game?
Did it happen recently?
In one game.
I know you're asking for clues. Yeah, is this ancient history?
What's that?
It sounds like it's ancient history, right? When guys play a little longer.
Obviously, it's ancient because it's the oldest guy to score 2 touchdowns in a game, but it's not ancient history.
Got it.
I'm going to say Brady.
Yeah, but he actually score. And he does do.
He had one last night.
And he does do quarterback sneaks for the short distance.
See, I was going to go with John Riggins, maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but,
that's too far back.
Too far back, yeah.
From what I got from you.
I want to say Adrian
Grandfather
Peterson.
Told you about that. What?
Adrian Peterson? Because he had a good year last year.
I'll go with Brady, too.
Yeah. You guys really cracked the clue on that. Way to go. Yeah. Tom Brady, the GOAT, oldest player to ever record 2 rushing touchdowns in a single game. He had 2 quarterback sneaks for a touchdown last night.
Was it last night?
Last night.
Oh, okay.
Last night.
I tuned out before the second one.
Yeah. I was half into a bottle of Vodslaw by then, so I missed it.
And I lucked out, and I will have to get off the Patriot wagon at some point. I don't know who they have next week, but this was week in a row I took the team they were playing just based on Belichick. Like, Belichick was not going to lose that game last night.
Yeah, usually you can't go wrong.
Somewhere they're going to get me, though, if I keep sticking with them just for probably karma.
Nah, you're good next week. They got the Jets.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, well. Yeah.
And then they got the Browns.
I don't know about that one.
You got to figure.
But the Jets.
Yeah, are other guys following the same thing?
I don't know.
There's like 100 or so in your Deadpool.
And there's only 120 left. It started at like you pick a loser every week. And it started, I don't know, 350 some or something like that. There's 120 some left.
Okay.
Going into week 6, there's only 120 left. And you can pick any team.
That's still a lot.
You can pick any team. That's still a lot of people, but over 200 are out already. You think of it that way, a third of the field is gone.
Yeah, you're right. Probably out in that game I always got knocked out, the Rams. Rams at home against the Bucks.
Oh, yeah. That one took a lot of people, I bet. Yeah, and the Chiefs
Colts. That took a lot in my pool.
Chiefs Colts, I bet, took a lot.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, the Rams.
That's because the Chiefs are overrated.
Rams. That's right.
Overrated. Rams had to shut down practice yesterday.
Oh,
because
fires?
Of the winds. Wind. Right? Yeah.
55-mile-an-hour winds of Santa Ana's must have been blowing in Southern California.
They don't have somewhere inside?
Apparently not.
Might not in between their stadium. I mean, they play at a total dump of the Coliseum.
Or they just didn't feel like practicing.
Yeah. Cool.
I thought every team had someplace inside to go practice.
Well, they did when they have their own facilities, but
they might not. They're in Southern California.
The weather's always great.
Yeah, they don't need a dome.
Nope.
I hadn't even thought of that. College football, there's actually some games that can affect things this weekend, mainly number 5 LSU against number 7 Florida. The game's at LSU, but they're 13-point favorites in that one.
Hawkeyes at Penn State, Saturday night, prime time. Come on, Iowa fans, bring it. I know you will.
Penn State, undefeated and ranked 10th? I mean, they're still in this thing.
They have trouble in Iowa City.
A lot of teams
Hawkeye
do.
Hawkeye fans are idiots.
A lot of teams do.
Billy Blank's an idiot.
Yeah, maybe.
Billy Blank invited me to that game. I said, nah, I can't
No, thanks. I like to be at home.
I like
on
to be
Saturday.
At home, sitting on the couch, drinking my Vodslaw, watching that game. I'll be half into a bottle of some vodka and coleslaw. Hang around with Hawkeye fans getting yelled at for no reason.
Oh, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Wisconsin's in a no-win
situation. Billy Blank would actually get pissed.
He would.
If I'm sitting beside Billy Blank in a Hawkeye game, he would just get pissed.
I think you're right.
Because I'd be in blue and white, and he'd be pissed at me.
What start hitting you?
He'd probably just punch me, right? Yeah. Take his vape brick and hit me over the head.
Yeah, pistol whip you with his vape.
Because he invited me as a friend. Come on, it'll be fun. I know, but you'd probably get pissed.
You're only 4.5-point favorite in that one. So
I'm nega Todd on that game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Penn State outside at now Kinnick, whatever. The Hawkeye fans are going to be crazy. They got a decent team. They got a good team, actually.
Well,
so.
Yeah, they're always competitive.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is in a no-win situation here. Here's a team, number 8 in the country, and they've beaten everybody in front of them pretty soundly and with the philosophy that translates to any time of year against it, really any kind of team. Just big boys leaning on you know, winning up front on both sides of the
they
ball.
They play old school Nebraska football.
They kind of do.
Big linemen run the ball.
They play old school Wisconsin football.
They
too,
do.
Really.
Oh, yeah, it is Wisconsin.
You know,
Alvarez started that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, old school Nebraska football in Devaney, they passed a lot.
They
so,
did.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So they play Michigan State, who got whooped last week after they were ranked, and Wisconsin kind of in a no win situation here. And again, another problem with college football because at number 8, they're kind of stuck. If they don't win by 20 points against Michigan State,
right.
they will probably just stay there.
Yeah.
Whereas any
they're never going to stay there.
Any other SEC school, if they're ranked, you know, 5 or 6 and they beat somebody in conference,
who do they got? Because that's a good point. Because, I mean, and this isn't hammering you boys, you Husker fans, but beating Nebraska in a couple weeks won't help Wisconsin either.
It does not.
Because Nebraska's going to be behind them, yeah. not ranked at all, actually.
And so. With very little national respect. You know, Bama's a 17th.
Do they play Ohio State coming up?
You know, I don't know.
Or Michigan.
And I don't have a way to look it
they
up
don't play
even
Penn,
right now.
They don't play Penn State this year. I know that. Yeah.
And I forget those divisions since they change them every other year, it seemed like, in that division. And plus, when I go look for information, I click on the Big 12 still. Yeah. So
In 2 weeks, Wisconsin and Ohio State.
That'll be a big one.
Where?
At the Shoe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
In Columbus.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity.
But they
got
to win this game big time.
Yeah, they do. And then Wisconsin still, in college football, could beat Ohio State.
And
Ohio
still,
State would probably stay one rank above them.
Oh, of course it would.
You know what I mean?
In
like, Ohio State would drop to 7 and Wisconsin would just stay at 8.
In a heartbeat. And you'd have people on TV saying, I don't care what happened last week, Ohio State's still ranked higher. Why?
Right. And meanwhile, Florida loses to LSU this weekend, say, and they're still ranked above Wisconsin. You know what I mean? So college football just cannot get out of its own way.
Not with four playoff teams.
Because it's just too subjective.
Yep.
Now, interesting one, Alabama, 17-point favorite at ranked Texas A&M.
Alabama's going down!
Kyle Field is the best place in sports that I have ever been,
yeah.
And I mean that.
I trust
you. I think everybody should go check that place out, because if you think there's traditions at your stadium, you ain't seen nothing, man. But there's Bama, a 17-point favorite in a conference game.
Would I be king down there? You know the reason. Would I be king down there?
King Bodsla?
At Kyle Field.
Oh.
Would I be king down there?
Oh. No, their field is very sacred, and they would not care. What?
Okay.
They would
it.
Not care one bit who you are.
I couldn't get in anywhere I wanted to. Or anything,
no,
or
no, nope, I get it.
Damn it.
Nope, not at all.
I'm glad you got that.
No, they protect their field. This is one of those universities where, like,
can you kiss random chicks when they scored? They have to be somebody with you.
They do that, don't they?
They do kiss people.
You kiss your girlfriend when they score.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you had to be a cadet to do that.
I've seen the regular crowd.
Yeah,
they always zoom in on cadets when that happens. But
because they're all participating.
But
that's
if you got a girl, just what if you're sitting beside your girl thinks kind of hot?
Hey, girl. You could try. Baby, we just scored.
And her husband beats the hell out of you.
What if you're the lonely cadet with no girlfriend?
Well, then you kiss him.
I'm going to guess there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Just a guess. The lonely cadet.
Yeah. The lonely cadet.
You're the guy that has to watch the dog.
Our old friend, old sports guy. Oh, actually, he was a TV guy in this town. Everybody, John Oakley. He's an A&M
guy.
John
Oakley.
Right?
I love John.
Oakley's a great dude.
I do.
You can tell us anybody kissing anybody. All right.
Yeah, he'd know. I saw this story.
Can you kiss random strangers when A&M scores?
That's a great point.
With your tongue.
Text him. Oh, I don't
have
my phone.
Shove the tongue.
You know, this weather's been moving in. Things really changed.
Right.
And imagine, you know, like I'm up in Montana where they really took the brunt of this thing.
We mentioned this real quickly earlier in the show, but go ahead and do it.
There's some great imagery out there, some great pictures. You know, it's high school golf, which
– high school playoff golf.
Yeah, but it's playoff golf.
Playoff golf.
And the front nine was fine. Probably a little chilly. The back nine, they played in snow.
It was crazy.
They were having – I mean, there was snow on the greens. There was snow everywhere. It was imagery.
Who's ahead after nine? You win.
Right.
You know, I saw that yesterday on Busted Coverage. It was hilarious. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, stay warm.
Tony Rock, funnyboatomaha.com. See Tony. He'll be a little later on. Thanks for probably coming in a little bit. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.